Good morning. I'm going to try to remember not to move today.
大家早上好，我要尽量记着今天讲到的时候不到处乱走。
Last time I forgot, and I found out that on Zoom, they lose the sound if I move.
我上次没有注意，然后发现如果我到处乱走的话，他们在网上敬拜就听不到我的声音了。
So if I forget and you see me walking away, someone go.
如果你们看到我又开始到处乱走的时候，大家提醒我要回来啊。
Acts chapter 4, let's read together.
我们一起来读《使徒行传》第四章。
Luke is describing the life in the early church.
路加在这里描绘了早期教会的生活。
In verse 32, he says, the full number of all of those who believed were of one heart and soul.
在第32节说，那许多信的人都是一心一意的。
No one said that any of the things that belonged to him was his own, but they had everything in common.
没有一人说他的东西有一样是自己的，都是大家公用。
And in verse 33 it says, with great power, the apostles were giving their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them.
第33节说到，使徒大有能力。见证主耶稣复活，众人也都蒙大恩。
There was not a needy person among them, for as many as were owners of lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold and laid it at the apostles' feet.
内中也没有一个缺乏的，因为人人将田产、房屋都卖了，把所卖的价银拿来，放在使徒脚前，照个人所需用的分给个人。
And it was distributed to each as any had need.
照个人所需用的分给个人。
I love small churches.
我很喜欢小型的教会。
The churches that I grew up in were small.
我从小长大的教会就是一个小教会。
In fact, this morning I looked around and realized, not counting Zoom, just in the sanctuary, there are more people here this morning than attended the church that I first started to preach in as a teenager and my father was the pastor.
我实际上看看周围，我们现在到现场的人不算在网上聚会的，在座的人数要比我当时作为一个青少年第一次在我父亲牧养的教会中讲道的时候，那个会众人数还要多。
So I love small churches.
对，我很喜欢小教会。
And I think small churches are very important.
我也认为小教会非常重要。
We hear a lot about big mega churches.
我们经常听人说起这种大的超级教会。
But 75% of Americans who go to church attend a church less than 200 people.
但是有75%参加教会的美国人，他们去到的都是有200人以下的小教会。
But this morning, even though I love small churches, I'm going to talk this morning about how to be a mega church.
虽然我本人很喜欢小教会，但今天早上我想要跟大家分享的是如何成为一个超级教会。
Now, don't give up until you understand what I mean.
你先听一下我这么说是什么意思。
I am not this morning going to say we need to do step 1, 2, and 3 and we'll have 2,000 people.
我今天不是告诉你们说我们要这样一二三的来做，就会拥有2000多人的会众。
I already told you I like small churches.
我已经告诉大家了，我很喜欢小教会。
But I was reading in Acts 4.
但是当我在读《使徒行传》第四章的时候
I was reading in my electronic Bible, and you can click on a word and see the Greek word behind it and what that means.
然后在我的这个电子版的圣经上，你读的时候就可以点那个某一个词，然后它就会告诉你这个词在希腊语原文中是什么意思。
And I clicked on the word great in verse 33.
然后我就点了一下在32节当中这个大。
That word is there twice in one verse, so it caught my attention.
在33节当中这个大字出现了两回，所以就让我吸引了我的注意力。
And when I clicked on it, it came up megas, mega.
然后当我点这个大字的时候，这个希腊语原文跳出来的意思就是超级，是巨大。
Mega can mean big, but it also means great.
这个词可以描述这个规模的大。也可以描述这个程度的伟大。
And that day I realized the early church was a mega church.
也就是那一刻我意识到早期的教会实际上就是一个这样的超级教会。
And this morning I want to look at what made them a great church.
所以今天早上我想要和大家一起来看是什么让早期教会变得如此的伟大。
It wasn't their size.
并不事关他们的规模。
Now we read back in chapter 2, Acts 2, about 3,000 converted at Pentecost.
啊，我们在之前第二章读到五旬节的时候有3000人信主。
And we think, wow, you know, it must have looked like Willow Creek or Saddleback.
所以你就会想到哦，那些大超级教会一下有几千人聚会。
But Acts 2 tells us those were people visiting Jerusalem from many different places.
但是在第二章也告诉我们这三千人他们是从各地来耶路撒冷的游客的访客。
And after Pentecost, they went back home.
在五旬节之后他们是要回到各处去的。
The early Christians are meeting in small house churches scattered all around in many cities in different places.
所以早期的教会其实就是很多小的家庭教会分散在各样的城市在各处聚会。
So, mega doesn't mean big here.
所以这里这个超级聚会并不是说他们的规模很大。
They were a small mega church.
他们是一个很小规模的超级教会。
It wasn't their building.
这个超级也并不关他们的建筑。
They're meeting in little houses.
他们聚会的地方都是很小的房子。
And right down the street from them is the temple, the Jewish temple.
然后可能在他们房子不远的地方就是那个很大的犹太人的这个圣殿。
It's gorgeous.
就圣殿是很漂亮的。
Their building doesn't impress anyone.
然后但他们聚会这个小房间看上去可是很不起眼。
It wasn't their money.
这个超级也不关乎他们的金钱。
Most of them were poor.
他们当中大多数人都很穷。
In fact, back in Acts 3, someone says to their senior pastor, Peter, give me some money, please.
实际上在使徒行传第三章有人对他们这个教会的主任牧师彼得说给我点钱吧。
And he says, I have no silver or gold.
然后彼得说金银我都没有。
So they were a poor mega church.
所以他们是一个很穷的超级教会。
It wasn't even their gifted leaders.
这甚至都不关乎他们这些很有恩赐的领袖。
Because in chapter 4, back in verse 13, it says that when the Jewish leaders saw Peter and John, they saw uneducated common men.
因为在使徒行传四章十三节，说这些宗教领袖看到彼得和约翰，就认出他们原是没有学问的小民。
Says they were astonished.
然后这些人就惊奇。
They think, are these the ones leading this church?
难道就是这些人在带领教会吗？
None of that is what made them a mega church.
所以以上的这些都没有使他们成为这个超级教会。
But Acts 4 shows us, I think, four things that made them a great church.
但是我想使徒行传中告诉我们有四件事情使他们变成一个非常伟大的教会。
The first thing in verse 32,A mega church, a great church has great unity.
第一件事就是在四章三十二节，一个超级教会，一个伟大的教会是有大合一的。
Verse 32 says they were of one heart and soul.
三十二节说他们都是一心一意的。
They had unity.
他们有合一。
Now, for any group of people to be unified is difficult.
其实让任何人可以有合一是很难的。
Probably just those who are here today.
哪怕只是我们今天在座的这些人。
If we all gathered out in the, lobby after service.
如果我们聚会之后都在这个前面聚集。
I could probably talk a little bit, ask some questions and find some issue to start an argument.
然后我想我只要随便说点什么可能都会能激起大家的这个争论争辩。
I could say, I just saw in the news, and the next sentence would start an argument.
我甚至简单的就说一下我今天看了新闻新闻里面说什么什么然后下一句话大家就可以引发讨论。
I'm not going to do it.
所以我今天讲到也不会这么说。
But unity is hard.
所以你们看到合一是很难的。
But I want you to see something that makes the unity in this early church amazing.
但是我想让你看到为什么在早期教会他们这群人让他们合一是如此的奇妙。
Because back in chapter 2, it tells us who was in the early church.
因为在使徒行传第二章告诉我们这些早期教会的人他们都来自于何处。
It says, Parthians and Medes and Elamites.
他说他们是我们是帕提亚人、马代人、以兰人。
Residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia.
和住在美索不达米亚、犹太、加太多加。
Goes on a long list.
然后这些各种不同地方的人。
Different cultures, different languages, different ways of thinking.
他们有不同的文化、不同的语言、不同的思维方式。
Now you can't do this anymore because it's not politically correct.
可能现在这么说，你不能这么说，因为听上去有点政治不正确。
But when I was a teenager, we would tell jokes that started like this.
但是当我还是青少年的时候，我们经常互相开这样子的玩笑。
An American and a German were walking down the street.
然后这个玩笑开头就说，一个美国人和一个德国人走在街上。
A European and an African walked into a bar.
或者说一个欧洲人和一个非洲人一起走到酒吧里。
And the jokes were funny because our cultures are different and those differences are often funny.
然后这些笑话为什么好笑呢？是因为我们中间的这种彼此的不同，这种文化上的不同，有时候显得非常有趣。
And...Those differences sometimes cause trouble.
但是这些差异有时候也会产生矛盾。
Because it's not just jokes that begin with an American and a German.
因为不是只有讲笑话的时候我们开头说一个美国人一个德国人。
A lot of arguments start, a man from Korea said to a man from Japan, and from there it tells about a disagreement.
因为有的时候我们在讲述一些争论的时候也会说啊，一个从韩国来的人给一个日本人说什么什么，然后接下来就是他们争论的内容。
We think differently.
因为我们每个人思维方式不一样。
And please understand this. Being Christians does not erase.
大家要知道作为基督徒并不会改变我们思维上的不同。
I was teaching in Nigeria.
我之前在尼日利亚教课
And a student said something that was just incredibly rude.
然后有一个学生就说了一些让我觉得简直太粗鲁了的话
And I started to say,
然后我就对他说
We're in a Bible class.
我们在上一堂圣经课
Don't talk like that in this class.
你不要在这个课堂上这样讲话
But I saw all the other students nodding their head in agreement with him.
但是很奇怪，我就看到别的学生都点着头，好像同意那位学生的话。
And so I stopped and I said, "Tell me, what do you mean?"
然后我就停下来问这个学生说，那你这话到底什么意思呀？
And he told me.
然后他就给我解释。
And I realized Nigerians speaking English and Americans speaking English say the same words with different meanings.
然后那一刻我才意识到即使这个尼日利亚人和美国人都说英语，但是同一个词在他们的话当中却有不同的含义。
We think differently.
因为我们的思维方式不一样。
Parthians and Cappadocians think differently.
也正像这个里面这个帕提亚人和以兰人他们说话不一样。
I love all of you.
我很爱你们所有人。
But I'm sure I've said things sometimes that make you think, why in the world would he think like that?
但是我想我可能以前也说过一些话让你们觉得这人到底怎么想的为什么这么说
And I've left conversations thinking, why would he say that? That hurts.
然后我甚至有时候跟某些人聊完以后也会想他怎么这么说这多伤人呀
But you see, people from Asia and people like me from Indiana think differently.
但是你们也看到从亚洲来的人和我这个从印第安纳州来的人我们想法是不一样的。
And sometimes when I'm offended by something, God has to remind me, read Acts 2, Cappadocians and Parthians think differently.
但是每次有这样子的冲突和感受的时候，神都要提醒我说，要读一读《使徒行传》，帕提亚人和以兰人他们的想法是不一样的。
And that's okay.
而这种不同是没什么问题的。
In fact, it's good because we learn from each other as we learn to work together in unity.
事实上这种不同是为着我们的好处我们可以在这当中学习如何使我们彼此更加的合一
One thing that makes Palm Beach Chinese Chapel a great church, a mega church is we have many different backgrounds
我觉得有一点让我们棕榈滩华人基督教会可以成为一个伟大的一个超级教会的一点就是我们有很多来自不同背景的会众
People from China, Korea, Malaysia,Even Hope Sound, worshiping together.
然后有从中国来的、大陆来的、马来西亚来的，甚至还有从 Hope Sound 来的，我们大家在一起敬拜。
That's wonderful, but we think differently, and that creates challenges.
这很美妙，但是这种不同也带来很多的挑战。
And even when we are filled with the Spirit, we will still think differently.
即使我们都被圣灵充满，我们的思维方式依旧会有所不同。
But I read they had one heart and soul.
但是我读经上说，他们都是一心一意的。
They had unity.
那就是合一。
And so I began to ask, how did this happen?
所以我就开始问，这种合一是怎么做到的呢？
And I see they had unity through the Holy Spirit working in them.
然后我就看到他们是靠着那在他们身上动工的圣灵合而为一。
Back in John 17.
回到约翰福音17章。
Before he's arrested, that night Jesus prays a prayer for his disciples.
在主耶稣被捕的那晚，他为他的门徒们祷告。
He prays that they may all be one.
他祷告说使他们都合而为一。
Just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you.
正如你父在我里面，我在你里面。
That they may also be in us.
使他们也在我们里面。
He says, Father, I am praying that the same unity that you and I have, the disciples will have.
父啊，我祈求这些门徒们也能有你与我这样的合一。
Now think about that prayer and look at who is sitting there with Jesus.
你想一想这个祷告，然后你看一看当时和主耶稣在一起的这群人是什么样的人。
While Jesus is praying that these men will have the same unity that he and his father have.
主耶稣祷告说，求父神赐下他和父一样的合一在这一群人当中。
Peter and John are sitting there.
这群人有谁呢？彼得、约翰。
And for 3 years they've been arguing.
然后过去的三年，他们俩都一直在争执。
And I would look and think, well, they're not going to stop now.
然后我想想，他们也不会突然就停下争执了呀。
Simon the Zealot is sitting there.
就这个分锐党的西门也坐在那儿。
Zealots hate Rome.
他很憎恶罗马人。
And at the other end, I'm sure they weren't next to each other because they would have killed each other.
在离这个西门最远的地方坐着另外一个人，我想他们绝对不会坐在一起，因为他们坐在一起可能都会把彼此杀掉。
At the other end of the table is Matthew, the tax collector who worked for the Romans.
那坐在这个桌子最远端的就是这个为罗马做税吏的这个马太。
They're all different.
他们都是很不一样的。
And Jesus is saying, Father, you know how you and I have unity.
然后主耶稣这时候祷告说，父啊，你知道我和你是如此的合一。
Give them the same unity.
求你将这样的合一也放在他们当中。
And I would think, that's impossible.
我就想，哎，这怎么可能呢？
But at Pentecost, when the Spirit comes, we begin to see that unity.
但是在五旬节的时候，当圣灵降临，我们开始看到了这样的合一。
There's a word used in the New Testament to describe the unity of the early church.
在新约圣经中有一个专门的词来描述早期教会中的这种合一。
It's the word koinonia, fellowship, sharing together.
然后这个希腊语的词 koinonia 的意思就是团契，是分享。
But if you look for that word, you'll find out that it never appears anywhere in the Bible before Acts 2.
但是如果你仔细看整本圣经的话，你会发现在使徒行传第二章之前，这个词从来没有出现过。
That word is never used until after the Holy Spirit comes on the church.
直到圣灵来到教会，这个词才开始被使用。
Because true unity is the work of the Holy Spirit in us.
因为真实的合一是圣灵在我们当中的工作。
Before Pentecost, the disciples are jealous of each other, they're divided.
在五旬节之前，这些门徒彼此的嫉妒，他们互相的争执分裂。
After Pentecost, there is unity.
但在五旬节之后，他们中间有了合一。
As they are living in the power of the Holy Spirit, now they have koinonia, they have fellowship, they are one.
正是因为他们活在圣灵的工作当中，他们才有了这样子的团契，才有了这样子的分享和合一。
And the same thing is true for us.
在我们当中也是这样。
It is only as each of us are walking in the power of the Holy Spirit that we will have unity as a church.
只有当我们每个人都行在圣灵的工作当中，我们才能作为一个教会拥有合一。
Now, when you hear that, you might think that I'm saying, okay, once we have the Holy Spirit, we'll all agree.
你听我这么说的时候，可能在想，嗯，好吧，当我们有圣灵的时候，我们每一个人在每一件事情上都是彼此同意的。
I have some sad news for you.
但是我要和大家分享一些坏消息。
After this unity, the early church still disagrees.
因为即使有了这样子的合一，早期教会在很多事上还是有意见的分歧。
Chapter 6, they disagree who's going to take supper to the widows in the church.
在第六章，他们有意见的分歧，他们在争论谁要为寡妇来供应。
They have some personal disagreements. Chapter 15, Paul and Barnabas disagree about whether John Mark can travel with them.
然后他们也在一些个人的事情上有所分歧，比如说在第15章，保罗和巴拿巴就是否带着马可出行这件事产生分歧。
And then they have some really, really big disagreements.
然后他们也有一些很大很大的纷争。
They all gather together in Jerusalem in 49 AD and have a big argument about if Gentiles want to join the church, what do they have to do?
然后在主后49年的时候，他们聚集在耶路撒冷有一个很大的会议，一个争执，他们在讨论如果外邦人想要加入这个基督教，他们要做什么。
There were still disagreements.
然后在那当中，他们也有很多的意见不同。
But regardless of their differences and disagreements, there was unity.
但是即使他们有纷争，有意见不合，他们当中依旧有合一。
Because of the Holy Spirit.
正是因为圣灵在他们当中。
So let me show you what this unity looks like in the church.
所以让我向你们描述一下这种教会当中的合一是什么样子呢？
Corinthians gives us an example.
在哥林多教会给了我们这样的一个例子，哥林多书中给了我们这样的例子。
Corinth was a major seaport.
哥林多是一个很重要的港口城市。
So people lived there from many different backgrounds, many different cultures.
而在那里生活的人，他们来自不同的背景，不同的文化。
And as they become Christians, they join in one church.
然后当他们成为基督徒的时候，他们加入同一个教会。
But they still have differences.
但他们仍然有所不同。
And there were people in that church that thought every Christian ought to look and dress and think and act alike.
然后在那个教会，他们就有些人觉得说，哦，所有的基督徒都应该穿着一致，想法一致，言行举止都是统一。
They thought if we're a mega church, we will all be alike.
然后他们就认为说，如果我们要成为这样一个超级教会的话，我们每个人都应该是一样的。
We'll all have the same spiritual gift, we'll all serve the same way.
我们都会有同样的属灵恩赐，用同样的方法去服侍。
And you understand that anytime someone stands up in a group and says, if we have unity, we will all agree.
然后就有的时候有人就会站起来说，如果我们有合一的话，我们应该所有事情都意见一致的。
When they say that, they always mean,You all will think like me.
但是当他们这么说的时候，他们其实意思就是说，你们所有人都应该像我一样这样想。
We must all agree always means you change to fit me. It never means I'll change to fit you.
然后很多时候大家说，我们大家要彼此和要同，你要同意，彼此要意见一致的时候，意思都是说你要同意我的观点，而不是说我会改变我的观点来同意你的观点。
And so some of them in the church are saying we'll have unity when everyone else is just like me.
所以当中就有人说，只要我们所有人都像我一样，我们就会有合一。
And Paul writes them and says, don't expect everyone to be alike.
但保罗就写信给他们说，不要期待每个人都是一模一样。
Chapter 12, there are varieties of gifts, but one spirit.
然后在第十二章就说到，恩赐有各样的恩赐，但圣灵只有一个。
There are varieties of service, but one Lord.
有各样的服事，但主只有一个。
There are varieties of activity, but one God who empowers them all.
有各样的活动，但是在其中掌权的只有那一位神。
Paul is saying, we can have unity despite our differences.
保罗说的是什么呢？就是即使我们有不同，我们依旧可以有合一。
That last song we sang this morning came from Scripture.
然后我们今天早上最后唱的那首《万物的结局近了》，其实就是来自于经文当中。
I've not heard that song, but it's beautiful, and it is expressing There are many ways that we contribute to one church.
我之前没有听过这首诗歌，但是它很美好，因为它告诉我们，我们可以用不同的方式来为同一个教会来做贡献。
Unity does not mean uniformity.
合一并不是说每个人都完全一模一样。
Some people think that if a church has unity, we will all think alike.
有人认为说，如果我们教会有合一，我们每个人的想法都是一模一样的。
We'll read the same books, we'll listen to the same music, we'll like the same things.
我们会读同样的书，听同样的音乐，会喜欢同样的东西。
I have godly friends who don't read the books I like.
我有很敬虔的朋友，但他们却不读我喜欢读的书。
I really wish Dr. Wingham were here this morning.
我太希望他们今天能来这儿了。
Because there are Christians who like different music than I like, and he's one of them.
他也是那一个喜欢的音乐跟我不一样的人。
He loves bluegrass.
然后他喜欢这个蓝色的。
I'm not so much of a fan.
我不喜欢。
There are Christians who disagree with me about masks and vaccines.
然后很多基督徒他们在这个口罩和这个疫苗这件事情上跟我也意见不一样。
And believe it or not, and I say this cautiously, and we're not going to discuss it in the lobby, but I have some wonderful Christian brothers who voted differently than me in the last election.
那不管你相不相信，我也不会跟大家出去继续讨论这件事情。但是我要说，我有很亲爱的这个基督徒的弟兄，在最后过去的这次大选当中，和我投票的对象也不一样。
We disagree.
我们有意见的不同。
I think they're nuts.
我觉得他们太傻了。
Don't translate that.
Already did.
But we are still brothers and sisters in Christ.
但即便如此，我们依旧是基督里的弟兄和姐妹。
We can still worship together.
我们依旧可以一起来敬拜。
We can still love one another.
我们依旧可以彼此相爱。
We can still have unity.
我们依旧可以有合一。
As the Spirit fills us, we are of one accord.
因为当圣灵充满我们，我们就可以同心合一。
They had unity through the Spirit.
这种合一是来自于圣灵。
They had unity in Christ.
这种合一是在于基督里。
John wrote this.
约翰这样写道，
If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another.
说我们若在光中行，如同神行在光中，我们就彼此相交。
John says our unity comes in Christ.
约翰就是说我们的合一是来自于主耶稣基督。
If we are all walking in his light,We will walk in unity with one another.
如果我们都行在他的光中，那我们彼此也是有合一的。
My favorite moment in orchestra concerts is before the conductor comes out.
我最喜欢的去管弦乐音乐会的这个一个时刻，就是在指挥上来之前。
I love to watch an orchestra tune.
我很喜欢听这些乐手们调音。
A lot of times I like that better than the music after the conductor starts.
我有些时候喜欢这个调音的部分，甚至超过了这个指挥家上来这个音乐会的部分。
Because some orchestras play better then.
因为有的人可能弹得更好。
But here's what I want you to know about the tuning.
但是关于这个调音这个部分，我想要和大家分享
一点。You never will see this. A violin tuned to the violinist next to him.
你永远都不会看到说一个小提琴手他调音的时候是对着他旁边这个琴手。
They don't go down the row, this one tunes to this one, to this, to this, to this, to this, to this.
然后你不会看到他们调音的时候都是对着旁边的人，这个人对着他旁边的人调，他再对着在旁边的人调。
Instead, the oboe gives the pitch.
事实上是这个双簧管它定一个音。
And everyone else in the orchestra tunes to that one oboe.
然后所有的乐手都是对准这一个乐器来调音。
And that's what happened in the early church.
然后在早期教会也就是这样子的。
They had koinonia, they had unity.
他们有合一，有这样的彼此的连结。
Not because they tuned to one another, but because they tuned to Jesus.
不是因为他们调音的时候对准了自己身边的人， 而是他们都彼此照着主耶稣的样式。
He was in control.
主耶稣在掌权。
If you all, if we all start to tune to one another in our lives,
如果我们彼此都按照对方的样子在我们的生命中做校对的话。
Okay, let me see what Pastor Zhao does and I'll try to do what he does.
然后说哎呀让我们看这个牧师在怎么做让我照着他的样子一起来做。
And someone else says, okay, I'm going to watch Elder Peng and do what he does.
然后说哎我来看看这个庞长老师怎么做的我要跟他一起学。
And someone says, I'm going to watch Nicholas back there and do what he does.
然后有人说我要看 Nick 在后面做什么我要照着他的样子去做。
It's not going to work.
不是这样子的。
Instead, we have fellowship and unity as we all tune our lives to Jesus.
因为这样彼此的调音是行不通的只有当我们都将自己的这个视角对准主耶稣的时候我们才有真正的合一。
That's what ties us together.
也正是这样子的校对使我们紧紧连接。
And we do that not because we agree on everything.
而我们这么做并不是因为我们在每件事情上都意见一致。
But because we agree on the one thing that is most important, and that is the gospel.
而是因为我们在最重要的那一件事情上彼此认同那就是福音。
I told you they had some disagreements.
我跟你们讲过早期教会有一些意见的分歧。
But they agreed on the gospel, and that was more important than all the other things.
但是他们在福音这件事情上是没有意见分歧的而这是最重要的。
You see, as a church,
你看到吗作为一个教会
we may disagree on some things,
我们会有意见的分歧。
But the gospel ties us together and that matters more than anything else.
但是福音将我们连接在一起而这超过了别的任何事情。
I read you the first part of Jesus' prayer in John 17.
我刚才给大家读到了在约翰福音十七章主耶稣祷告的前半部分。
He prays that they may all be one.
说使他们可以合而为一。
But let me go to the end of that verse.
我们来看这节经文的结尾。
Because at the end of the verse, he tells us why that unity is so important.
因为在结尾的时候他告诉我们为什么这种合一如此重要。
Father, I am praying that my disciples will be one.
说父啊我恳求我的门徒们可以合一。
Hear this. So that the world may believe that you have sent me.
叫世人可以信你差了我来。
Jesus says, when the world sees our unity, they will believe the message of our gospel.
这里主要就是说当世人看到我们中间的合一他们就会相信福音的信息。
You see, when the world around us, when the people out there who are not in church, see a church that is united and that loves one another, they are drawn to our gospel.
你看到吗？就是外面的人，不在教会里的人，当他们看到一个彼此合一、彼此连结的教会，他们就会被福音的信息来吸引。
And when the world sees a church that is divided,They are driven away from our gospel.
而当世人看到一个分裂的教会，他们就会离开福音。
The church disagreed on some things in the first century, but they remained united by the gospel.
早期教会在一些事情上有分歧，但是在福音这件事情上，他们是彼此联合。
Let me move on. If you are timing, don't worry. I'm not doing all four points the same amount of time.
我这是第一点，但是接下来我可能会讲得快一点。
A mega church had great unity.
说一个超级教会是有大合一的。
And then a mega church has great compassion.
而一个超级教会也是有大怜悯的。
The full number of those who believed were of one heart and soul.
那许多信的人都是一心一意的。
And no one said that any of the things that belonged to him was his own.
没有一人说他的东西有一样是自己的。
But they had everything in common.
都是大家公用。
Now, 2 weeks ago, I spoke to you about Pentecost.
大概两周前我给大家讲到了五旬节。
And I told you that the specific events of Pentecost were unique to that situation. They were not universal commands.
然后我给大家讲到说当时五旬节发生的一些具体的事情的细节是当时特定环境下独有的不是可以普世的、啊、道理
But I also said to you that the principles of Pentecost do apply universally.
但是五旬节的这个原则确实可以、啊、普世推广的
The specific events will differ at different times.
那个具体的事件在不同的时期会有不同的变化。
But the principles are universal.
但是这个原则却是普遍适用的。
The same thing is true when we get to chapter 4.
然后在第四章的时候也是这样子。
Nowhere in Acts and nowhere else in the New Testament does it give us a command, everyone sell everything you have, give the money to the church, and let the deacons distribute it.
在圣经中在使徒行传中没有一处讲到说、命令所有的门徒变卖所有把钱捐给教会让这个执事们决定怎么使用。
It doesn't give us that command.
圣经中找不到这样的命令。
There was a unique historical setting here.、
在这个使徒行传中这是一个特定的历史时期。
Many times in the early church when especially Jewish people became Christians, their families would disown them.
因为在那个时候很多人尤其是犹太人他们成为、基督徒之后他们会被逐出家门。
They had no job, they had no place to live.
然后他们就没有工作也没有地方可以住。
And so to care for these needy converts, the church voluntarily shared all things in common.
所以为了照顾这些新的信徒教会自愿地做到这样凡事公凡物公用。
So the rule is not universal.
所以这个规则并不是普遍适用的。
But the principle is,
但这个原则是。
And that is this.
这个原则是什么呢?
Because we are one body,
是因为我们是同一个肢体。
Because we have great unity,
因为我们有这样的大合一。
We will take care of each other with great compassion.
那我们就要用这样子的大怜悯来彼此相顾。
A mega church has great compassion for one another.
一个超级教会是对彼此有大怜悯的教会。
1 Corinthians 12, Paul describes the church as a body.
在哥林多前书12章，保罗将教会描述作一个肢体。
One member is a hand, another member is a foot.
有人是手，有人是脚。
And he says each part of the body takes care.Of the rest of the body.
然后说这肢体的每一个部分都要彼此相顾。
When I'm hungry, I don't say, well, that's not really me that's hungry. It's just my stomach, so it doesn't matter.
就好像我饿了的时候不会说哎呀不是我饿只是我的胃饿了没关系的。
I'm hungry, so I eat.
我饿了所以我要吃东西。
If I smash my thumb, I don't say, well, that's not me hurting. That's just my thumb. It doesn't matter.
然后如果我不小心砸到了我的大拇指我也不会说哎不是我疼是大拇指疼没关系的。
No, when I smash my thumb, my other hand grabs it and says, here, let me help.
当我把大拇指砸到的时候我另外一只手会过来说哎呀让我来帮你。
The whole body is affected by hurt and pain in one part of the body.
一个肢体受苦全身都会受影响。
As a church, we are a body.
所以作为一个教会我们是一个肢体。
And in a great church,
然后一个伟大的教会
The whole body cares for each member.
然后这整个教会的肢体关注每一个会员
Let me give you an example.
让我给大家一个例子
It's about 20 years after Acts chapter 4.
是大概在、使徒行传第四章之后的20年
There was a famine in Judea.
然后在犹太地有这个大饥荒
I told you that many of the Christians had been disowned by their families.
我刚才讲到说这些新的信徒被逐出家门。
And so the Christians who lived in Jerusalem suffered a great deal during that famine.
所以在那个大饥荒的时候耶路撒冷的基督徒就遭受了 很多的苦。
Paul traveled through Macedonia and Achaia collecting an offering to help the Christians in Jerusalem.
所以保罗就走遍了马其顿和这个亚该亚来收集捐献帮助耶路撒冷的教会。
And listen to what he says about how they gave.
我们来听一下他说这些教会是如何给予的。
2 Corinthians 8, he says, they gave according to their means.
然后哥林多后书第八章就说他们按着他们的力量。
And beyond their means.
而且也过了力量。
And listen to this.
你听接下来
This would be a fun way to take an offering.
接下来这个说的是很有趣的。
begging us for the favor of taking part.
说他们再三地求我们准他们在这供给上有份。
And the word that's translated taking part there is koinonia. They say, we want to be part of this fellowship.
然后这个有份在这里这个翻译也是之前那个团契合一，说我们愿意在这事情上有连接。
Elders, wouldn't it be nice, Pastor, wouldn't it be nice if the whole church was begging to give more? Would you please let us give more?
牧师长老，如果这个教会的大家都求着说，哎呀，让我再多给点吧，那是不是太美好了？
That's what happened.
那圣经里就是这么记载的。
It says they gave beyond their means. They gave more than they could afford.
说他们给的超过了力量，超过了他们所能够给的。
They were poor too. These were not rich people who were looking for a tax write-off.
这些人他们是很穷的，他们不是有钱人想着要怎么免税。
The Christians in Achaia were poor.
那些基督徒是很穷的。
But they still wanted to help a fellow believer who was hurting.
但他们依旧愿意去帮助那些在受苦中的基督徒们。
You see, loving one another, having unity requires practical action.
所以你看到这种彼此相爱彼此连接是需要有实际行动的。
In James 2, he described a church that says they love one another, but they don't have any compassion.
在圣经中提到就有一个教会他们彼此相爱但是他们却没有这样的怜悯。
He says there's a brother or sister in the church who has no clothing or food.
说这个教会里有弟兄姐妹缺衣少食。
And someone says to them, go in peace.
说有人就会对他们说你平平安安的去吧。
I'll pray for you.
我会为你祷告的。
That you'll be warm and filled.
你会有衣穿有食物吃。
James says that's no good.
雅各说不是这样子的。
That doesn't help.
这没有任何的帮助。
While you're praying, give them some food.
你为什么就这样祷告不给他们点东西吃呢？
Dig through your closet and find them some clothing.
你从你的衣柜里找一些给他们呀。
Unity in the church is very practical.
教会中的合一是很实际的。
As a mega church,
作为一个超级教会
，As a great church, we must say, how do we lift one another up?
作为一个超级教会，一个伟大的教会，我们必须要问，我们要如何彼此鼓励
？How do we care for one another in a practical way?
我们如何用实际的方式来彼此相助
？And before I leave this, I have to say that Palm Beach Chinese Chapel is great about this.
我必须要说这个棕榈滩华人基督教会在这一点上做的真的是好。
I've seen your compassion firsthand.
我亲自经历了你们的这种怜悯。
I know that you've done that many, many times.
我也知道你们在很多别的时候也是这样做的。
So I say this as a compliment, not as a condemnation.
所以我这么说是一种鼓励而不是一种定罪。
You are doing what the early church showed us, and I commend you for that.
我认为你们做的正是早期教会所做的。
Mega church has great unity, has great compassion.
超级教会有大合一，有大怜悯。
Quickly, I want you to see that a mega church has great power.
我也想让你们看到超级教会有大能力。
Verse 33, with great power, the apostles were giving their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
4章33节说使徒大有能力见证主耶稣复活。
Now, when you hear a mega church has great power,
当你听到说超级教会有大能力这句话的时候
if you stop there,
如果你就停在这里
you think, okay, that makes sense.
然后你就说好听上去没什么问题。
Back in chapter 3, Peter and John healed the man who's lame from birth. That's great power.
然后你说在第三章的时候彼得约翰他们医治了那个生来瘸腿的这是大能力。
Over in chapter 5 it says there were so many miracles that people were carrying the sick people out and laying them in the street hoping that Peter would walk by and his shadow would fall on them.
然后在第五章说这个主借着使徒的手行了许多的神迹甚至有人将病人抬到街上用褥子抬过来指望着这些使徒的影子照到他们身上可以得医治。
That's great power.
这也是大能力。
I never see anyone trying to get in my shadow.
我从来没想到有没有看到有人想到我的影子里来。
But this verse says there was an even greater power.
但这节经文说的这个能力要比之前的这些更大。
With great power, the apostles were giving their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
说使徒大有能力 见证主耶稣复活。
The greatest power in the early church was their message of Jesus and the resurrection.
早期教会最大的能力就是他们见证了主耶稣的复活。
You see, that's greater than the other miracles.
你看到了吗？这个见证是比别的神迹都更有力量的。
Because you see, when you're healed physically, you will still someday die.
因为即使你的身体得医治，有一天你还是会面临死亡。
But when you hear the message of the gospel and you respond, you receive eternal life.
但是当你听到福音的信息并且接受的时候，你接受的是永生。
And that is the greatest power the church has to offer our world.
而这个是我们教会能给这个世界提供的最大的能力。
Look quickly at this power back at the beginning of the chapter.
我们来看在这一章的最开头。
Peter and John are preaching.
说使徒在跟百姓说话的时候。
It says the temple leaders were greatly annoyed.
然后这些圣殿的领袖他们。
So they have them arrested and put them on trial.
他们甚是恼怒就逮捕了他们让他们受审。
And it says they saw they were uneducated common men.
他们见彼得约翰是没有学问的小民。
And they were astonished.
就稀奇。
And then it has this wonderful sentence.
然后接下来这句话很奇妙的。
And they recognized that they had been with Jesus.
说认明他们是跟过耶稣的。
Their power came because they had been with Jesus.
他们的能力源自于他们曾经跟随耶稣。
We will be a mega church here only.Through God's power working through us.
如果我们在这里能够成为一个超级教会，那我们靠的只能是主耶稣基督的大能。
We will not be a great church because of the senior pastor's great gifts, although he has great gifts.
我们不会因为
Make sure you translate that right.
我们不会因为我们的主任牧师大有恩赐就成为一个超级教会。麦牧师让我一定把这句话说出来，是周牧师非常有恩赐。
Don't get me in trouble.
我可不想惹麻
烦。We won't be a great church because of great music.
我们也不会因为我们的音乐很好就变成一个超级教会。
We won't be a great church because our deacons and elders get together and plan out a great strategy for church growth.
我们也不会因为我们的长职在一起讨论一个很好的教会发展策略就成为一个超级教会。
We will be a great church only because of the power of the gospel of Jesus that transforms lives.
我们能够成为一个超级教会，只能靠着主耶稣基督那改变人心的工作所展示的大能。
But look at what happens. The religious leaders, the Sanhedrin says, okay, let's just release them and send them home.
然后接下来我们看发生了什么，这些公会的领袖说，好吧，我们就把他们释放了，让他们回去。
So they say to them, we're letting you go, but don't preach anymore.
所以这些人就对彼得约翰说，我们让你们走，但是你们不要再讲道了。
They go back to the church, the house church.
然后彼得约翰就回到他们聚会的这个家庭教会。
And they begin to pray.
然后他们开始祷告。
And I love this prayer.
然后我实在是太喜欢这段祷告
了。Now remember, they've just been arrested.
要记得他们刚刚被捕。
They were kept in jail overnight.
他们被压在监里过夜。
And the leaders say, all right, we're going to let you go home, but don't preach again.
然后现在这些领袖说，好，我们释放你们，但是不许再讲道了。
And they meet to pray.
然后他们就在一起聚集祷告。
Now I can tell you my prayer.
我可以跟大家分享，如果是我会怎么祷告。
God, thank you for getting me out of jail.
主啊，谢谢你让我从监狱里出来。
And please don't ever let me go back.
求你不要让我再进监狱了。
God, is there a church far, far away that you could send me?
主啊，要是有远远的地方有一间教会，你可以差我去那里的话。
Some nice Caribbean island.
有一个特别美丽的一个加勒比海岛。
That would be my prayer.
哎呀，我就是会这样祷告的。
I don't like jail.
我不喜欢待在监牢里。
But look at verse 31.
但是看一下31节。
When, I'm sorry, before 31, I can't read. 29.
是我们来看29节。
This is their prayer.
他们是怎么祷告的呢？
And now, Lord, look upon their threats.
说主啊你看他们恐吓我们
I got that much
我也这么祷告
And grant to your servants to continue to speak your word with boldness
说求你叫你的仆人大放胆量讲你的道
God look at their threats
说主啊你看他们恐吓我们
And give us boldness to keep preaching anyway
但是求你给我们胆量让我们依旧可以放胆讲道
This is what the power of the gospel does for you
这就是福音在我们身上所能做的大能
You are not limited in your boldness to proclaim his message
你不会受限于这样没有勇气去传讲神的大能
You see, they knew that if the gospel has power only when there is a Christian emperor in Rome, their gospel is too weak
因为他们知道如果在只有在这个他们有一个罗马的领袖、是基督徒的时候他们的信仰才有能力的话那他们的这个福音就太软弱了
No one in the early church said If the emperor is a Christian We can preach freely
早期教会的这些会众没有人说如果这个、皇帝是基督徒的话我们就可以大胆讲道了
They said Regardless of who's in charge, we can preach freely.
而他们的祷告是什么？他们说，不管谁在这世上掌权，求主让我们都可以放胆讲道。
We may go to jail for it.
我们或许会因此入监。
But we still got to preach.
但我们依旧放胆讲道。
And we can still preach to our cellmates.
我们即使在监牢里，还是可以和同住监的人来。
They believed the power of the gospel was greater.Than the power of the emperor, the Congress, the Supreme Court, or the president.
他们相信福音的大能远超过皇帝，超过众议院，超过参议院，超过总统。
Great churches, mega churches, preach the gospel with boldness.
一个伟大的教会，一个超级教会，他们是放胆传扬神的话。
Not because it's popular.
不是因为这个神的福音、是 很流行的
Not because everyone likes us
也不是因为每个人都喜欢我们
But because it is what the job that God has given us to do
而是因为这是神吩咐我们当做的工
And so what happened?
那接下来发生什么了呢
It says when they had prayed, verse 31
然后第31节说他们这样祷告
The place where they were gathered was shaken
聚会的地方震动
They were filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们就都被圣灵充满。
And they continued to speak the word of God with boldness.
放胆讲论神的道。
And you go over a few chapters and they continued to be arrested.
然后你接下来看后面几章他们又继续被捕。
And they continued to preach the word with boldness.
但他们依旧继续地放胆讲论神的道。
And you go a little further and they continued to some of them be stoned to death.
然后你接下来再往后看，有些人甚至因此被石头砸死。
And they continue to preach the word with boldness.
但他们依旧放胆讲述神的道。
It doesn't stop.
他们没有停下来。
A mega church has great power.
一个超级教会是有大能力的。
And then very, very quickly, a mega church has great grace.
最后很快的，我们说一个超级教会是有大恩典的。
Verse 33, it says, great grace was upon them all.
第33节说使徒大有能力。
Chapter 4 doesn't tell us what that grace looked like.
众人也都蒙了大恩。第四章没有告诉我们。
It doesn't tell us the results of their preaching.
第四章没有告诉我们他们蒙了怎样的恩。
But if you go back to chapter 2, you see what it looks like when it says, The Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved.
第四章没有告诉我们他们因此蒙了怎样的恩但是在第二章说到主将得救的人数天天加给他们
I've heard people say numbers don't matter
我听有人说、哎、这个人数数字不重要的
I don't count visitors I don't count gospel invitations I don't count attendance because numbers are not important
我们不会去记录这个考勤不会去记发了多少福音邀请因为这个数字不重要
Let me tell you numbers are important
Because
numbers represent people, represent souls.
因为这个数字它代表了人，代表了灵魂。
And a mega church is a church that is reaching people with the gospel.
而一个超级教会是用福音来接触更多人的这样的教会。
The Lord was adding to their number day by day those who were being saved.
说主将得救的人数天天加给他们。
A mega church will be passionate about spreading the gospel in our community.
一个超级教会他们应该对于在社区里分享福音是很有热情的。
A mega church will be making new disciples of those who are being saved.
一个超级教会他们乐于去使这些新信徒来做门徒。
And a mega church will be training those new disciples to make more disciples.
然后一个超级教会也会去培训这些新的门徒去培养更多门徒。
And God's church will grow.
也就这样一步步的神的教会就会成长。
You all know that COVID-19 has been hard on churches.
我们大家都知道这个新冠疫情对教会影响非常大。
I read this week that some church experts expect 1 out of every 5 churches in America to close permanently within the next year because of the effects of COVID.
我最近读了一个消息就说一些教会的的专家就预测说在过去在将来一年的时间内大概有1/5的教会都会因为新冠疫情的影响而永远的关门。
They predict as many as 70,000 churches may close.
他们预计就是说有大概70,000间教会会因此关门。
It's been hard.
所以这是很难的。
It's hard on us.
这对我们教会影响也很大。
Hard on attendance.
我们教会的这个出席减少了。
Hard on lunch.
我们没有这个午餐的团契。
I miss that.
我很怀念我们的这个午餐。
Those crackers aren't nearly as good. Hard on outreach, hard on fellowship.
然后这个疫情让我们的这个外宣这种团契都变得很难。
Hard on finances.
让我们的这甚至这个财务状况也很困难。
But we can still be a great church, a mega church.
但即使有这样的难处，我们依旧可以成为一个伟大的教会，一个超级教会。
We can have great unity.
因为我们中间有大合一。
We can love each other and have great compassion for one another.
因为我们可以彼此相爱，彼此有大怜悯。
We can preach the gospel with great power.
我们可以大有能力的去传讲神的福音。
And we can see God's great grace bringing in new disciples.
我们也能看到神的大恩典。将更多的新信徒、新门徒带到我们中间。
Palm Beach Church has a great past.
我们教会有很好的一个历史。
And I believe it has an even greater future.
我相信我们会有一个更加美好的未来。
A future of a mega church.
我们的未来是一个超级教会。
Making disciples.
是一个使人做门徒的教会。
Sending our young people out in God's service.
为了神的服事，将年轻人差遣出去的教会。
And I would love 20, 30, 40 years from now.
我很期待20、30、40年之后。
For someone to wheel me in my wheelchair.
然后有人推着我坐在轮椅上。
And to hear someone say, and with great power, verse 33, and with great power, the members of Palm Beach Chinese Christian Chapel were giving testimony.To the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was on them all.
我盼望那个时候有人可以对坐在轮椅上的我说棕榈滩华人基督教会的会员们大有能力见证主耶稣的复活众人也都蒙了大恩。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
God, this morning we ask you to make us a great church.
主啊，今天早上我们求你使我们成为一个伟大的教会。
You've done great things.
你已经行了奇事。
You've saved heart souls.
你拯救灵魂。
You've brought people into your kingdom.
你将人带到你自己的国度中。
You've sent people out from here to share the gospel other places.
你将人从这里差遣出去，去别处传扬你的福音。
You've given us unity and a love for one another.
你给我们赐下合一，让我们可以彼此相爱。
Don't let us stop now.
主啊，不要让我们停在这里。
Don't let us settle for looking back and saying, "Oh, God did great things in the past."
主啊，让我们不要只是止步不前，回顾过去，说神已经行了大事。
Make us a great church today.
主啊，让我们今天成为一个伟大的教会。
A church that you use to bring others into the kingdom.
主啊，是一个被你使用带人进入你的国度的教会。
A church that transforms lives for eternity.
是一个为着永生改变生命的教会。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.